Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning, church. Viewers all over the world, wherever you are, whatever position or condition you are in, I'm saluting your faith. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm going to quickly. I have just 15 minutes. Like last week, I spent 20 minutes here, but today I'm going to spend 15 minutes. And 15. And I will hand over to the evangelist, which you will see awesome blessing today. Hallelujah. I will use 10 minutes to answer some of the questions concerning the message last week. And it has been on the faith. We have several questions, and I will use just 10 minutes to answer the question. So, and I know as you hear this answer, the Spirit of God will give you insight of the answer. Thank you. So let me take you to the book of that answer question on faith, because I received a lot of email concerning this issue of faith. So please take your book to the book of Romans 10. Your Bible to the book of Romans 10. Are you there? And then we quickly take that where the origin of faith. The origin of faith. And are you there? So origin of faith, we have verse 17. Romans 10 verse 17. If I may read, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Jesus. Take note of that. I read again. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message. Take note, underline that. From hearing the message. And the message is heard through what? Through the word about Jesus. Through the word about Jesus. Take note of that. Maybe your Bible says through the word of God. It's still the same. It's still the same. Take note of that. Hallelujah. This shows that faith is originate with God. Faith is originate with who? With God, Jesus Christ. That is the origin, the faith. Take note of that. You, it's not from you. It's not in you. It's not in yourself. You cannot find faith within you. It's originate with God, Jesus Christ. Take note of that. So if faith is originate with God, what is again? Everything about faith is God. God is a gift. It's a gift. Not the work of righteousness which we have done according to his word. According to his grace, we are given. We are given. We receive. Eh? Originate with God. Hallelujah. Now the question now, if faith originates with God, how do we receive the faith? At what point faith comes? You see, Jesus speaks to us through the Holy Word. If I say holy word, I mean word of God. That is, that's his spirit, his word. His word refreshes our mind. His spirit renews our strength. Are you there? I take it again. His word, his word, the word of God. I split it now. His word refreshes our mind, our heart. I mean, our heart, which is our spirit. Are you there? His spirit renews our strength. Are you there? So, if we now say, God speak to us through his word, through the Holy Word, reveal his view concerning a certain matter, and gives a promise from faith come from such a promise. Now we are now trying to know where faith come from. I take it again, because people say, how does he get faith? How do we, at what point? What is faith? No, take it this. Jesus speaks to us through the Holy Word. And I simplify, the Holy Word mean his word and his spirit. When I say Holy Word, the Word of God, mean his word and his spirit come together, become Holy Word. He speaks to us through the Holy Word. That is, his word refreshes our heart. His spirit renews our, what? Strength. So coming together, becoming Holy Word. So he speaks to us through the Holy Word. Reveal his view concerning a certain matter, and gives a promise. So now, where does faith come down? Faith comes from such a promise. Without promise of God, our faith is in vain. Let someone say, tell your neighbor, without promise of God, our faith is in vain. I mean, our faith is not real. I have faith, but where is the promise? Is there any promise? That because there is no base, there is no ground. Having faith, we have faith in the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that finished work on his promise, by his stripes, all what we are looking for, our healing, deliverance, prosperity, whatever, are past tense victory. It's finished. Finished. So we are trying to talk about the question. People bombard me with question about faith. I say, okay. How does faith, at what point? Look, the only faith that is real is the one that comes from the promise. There must be promise. Promise of God. Don't forget, promise me, God's promise me, God's way. It's like you say, my heart. When I say my heart in biblical, I'm not saying the school, in your academic, it's a different thing. If I say my heart, I mean my spirit. in the church, in the spirit, in the biblical world. If I say my heart, where is my heart? I mean, where is my spirit? So when you now say God's promise me, God's will, now true faith depends on not what we think but on what God has said. I think it should be like this. I feel like this. You know, this is the way we practice our Christianity today. We base our faith in things man-made, such as technology, science, works, organization. These are the things we base our faith on today. We don't know the difference between the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, what God created. Those things are what God created, not on creator. We base our faith on what God created, not creator himself. God himself. God created those things. I give you money. I give you support. You are now based your faith on that money support, not even me again. That is the problem we are having today. What God has given you is what your faith is on. Money, prosperity, fame, popularity. Those are what your faith based on. Not even the creator himself. If there's anything you have faith in, it's in man. What man has done, science, technology, organization, works, and so on and so forth. These are the things we base our faith on. So I say 15 minutes. I think I have to come down now. So are you there? Now, you talk of faith. The more you look at God, the more you look to God and meditate on God, the more you will have faith at God, to God, meditate on him, the more you will have faith. The more you know God, the more your faith simultaneously grow. So I want to leave you here. We shall continue the word faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to talk to my brother. You are welcome here today. Oh, my meeting you. I have received a lot of text messages, the lady came me. That is why I come out. If not, I would not even bother to come out because I have some other assignment God has given me to do. But I say, okay, let me. People don't know that without the corresponding power, we cannot pray to God. Without the corresponding power, we cannot pray to God. We cannot pray against God's will. God's choice is our choice. We cannot do everything against God. Every step we take, every moment, every action, It mission come first. There must be suggestion to move before we move. If we have not heard any suggestion, we cannot move. If truly we are a man of God, if I'm a true man of God, I must hear from God, move. Don't move. So my brother is here today because he loves his country and he wants God's choice for his country. And he wants to know God's opinion about his country. He's not here to impose himself or to, but what does God say about his country, Liberia? What is God's opinion? That is why he's here. It's not, we are not a charm, we are not a herbalist, we are not a witch doctor. We are people of God. We God's choice is our choice. So I receive a lot of email. In fact, almost 50. But glory be to God. I'm happy that even our white president, which is second to you, also sent me email that he would like to meet me. Good. That is good. God's opinion is what we should seek in our country. Simple. God is the answer. Is the final. My brother, you are welcome.
Thank you, sir.
You are welcome, sir. This is our brother. We know him very, very well. You are welcome here. Thank you. You are welcome. You are welcome.
Yes.
So, like I have said, without God, we cannot do anything. We cannot move forward. It's God that will tell us what to do. And the best place to go is to meet people God has given the grace to talk between material world and immaterial world. Communicator between visible and invisible. Meet them, let them tell you what is the way out, what is the next thing to do. Simple. So my people all over the world, please, this is not the first time you are experiencing this. You know how many countries God has using us to What is your problem? Ocha. What is saying? Okay. Detraction, please. It's all right. Please, will you please let your attention. What I was saying, that without God's corresponding power, we, man of God, cannot pray to him. Not that we cannot pray, but to pray to God without corresponding power is not possible. There must be a suggestion to us from the Spirit. The Spirit intercedes for us. We don't know how to pray. This is what the Bible says. But we Christians today, we turn the Bible upside down. It's not possible. The Spirit intercede for us, there must be a suggestion from God, from the Spirit, that do this. Pray. We pray according to His will. And when we pray according to His will, we receive. They cannot pray against the will of God. You are the one saying, let the will of God be done. Is that not what you do say?
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's it. But you just want something, you want something, you want something. But you don't know that in every step, in every action, in every moment, intimation, confess. So right now you get ready to receive. Don't twist God. You cannot twist God. God is not a man. And you cannot bribe Him. He's not a man. Don't say because of your tithes, God must answer you. Don't say because you are crying, you have suffered so much, God must answer you. Don't say because you are alone, you are an orphan, God must answer you. Don't say because your problem is too much, God must answer you. Don't say because you are a bishop of a church, God must answer you. Don't say because you have fasted for 100 years, God must answer you. No! Thank you very much. I want to pray with viewers. I know what happened last time. Maybe I will ask you to sit down and continue to pray in your spirit. Because last time you tried to divert the whole thing to yourself. You try. I saw what you are doing. Before I say amen, you say amen. The whole thing was turned upside down. I said, what is wrong here? Even at the time, I still have more prayer to offer. But already the floor was full. I could not continue. I have to stop suddenly. So maybe be wise, you allow me to leave. I will do that prayer, not in the midst of, not in the service here. Because your prayer is coming too. So please, I want to talk to the viewers. So maybe I will do that later. So thank you. That will be done later. Thank you. Worship Him. I said that will be done later. At a time you have so much to focus on. That will take your interest away from my side. So I can now offer that prayer for the viewers. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Worship him. Give thanks to Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. So, yes. Thank you.